dramatic improvement from Mac Jones, but how is it already translating to action on the field? Training camp is underway for your New England Patriots in Foxborough, and you are about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful, and thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage, and also your first listen every day. Don't forget, Locked On Patriots free and available on all podcast apps, including YouTube. So download, subscribe to, and follow wherever you get your audio podcasts, and smash that YouTube subscribe button. Welcome to this Flipping the Script Thursday episode of Locked On Patriots. I am your host, Mike DeBate. I cover the Pats for Patriots Country of Sports Illustrated. Feel free to reach out to me on Twitter at MDABATENFL. And while you're out there throwing some love toward that Twitterverse, if I can talk today, follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at @LO_Patriots. Pats fans, 2022 training camp has begun, and the Patriots are hitting the practice fields adjacent to Gillette Stadium. We're here to break it all down for you today, and I say we because we are once again esteemingly joined by one of our very favorites here on Locked On Patriots. Gracing us with her presence today is a phenomenal columnist for Pat's Propaganda, podcast host extraordinaire of A Claire Perspective of Patriots podcast. She is the Countess of Claz herself, Miss Claire Clazzy Claire Cooper. Claire, welcome back to Locked On Patriots.
Well, thank you for having me back after my mini schedule sabbatical and all that jazz.
Absolutely.
I'm glad I still have a spot here.
You absolutely do. You have, the midweek spot is yours and yours alone, my friend. It is great to have you back. We missed you. I know the listeners missed you, and we're looking forward to this today. And Claire, we're underway in Foxborough. Training camp is here. The New England Patriots 2022 campaign has officially begun. I know some people say it begins with mini camp. Nah, really, it begins with training camp. The fans are back in the stands. Everybody's pumped. Everybody's enjoying it. I've been out at Gillette Stadium. The atmosphere was electric on day one. The crowd is really, really very much into it. And I think they're really looking at this team with high expectations, but I think they're also looking at this team with a great deal of optimism as well. And I think that's encouraging for a lot of the fans. And it was definitely encouraging for the guys out there on the field yesterday. They really drew off this crowd.
Oh, Mike, it's funny that you should say that, because considering I am, you know, a fan who is thousands of miles away, so I know as much as a fan thousands of miles away. Considering that you are, you know, boots on the ground kind of guy, and so, you know, you've had your sharp eye on training camp, I think we should do the whole flip the script. I think I should ask you the questions, and you should give myself and the lovely listeners and viewers a bit of a heads up as to what you've seen at training camp this year.
Oh, so you want to ask me the questions today. Okay, I can definitely understand that. It keeps in the mode with flipping the script. I like it. I like it, and I'm open to it. Oh, by all means. What's on your mind, Countess? What would you like to know about training camp? What would you like to know about my observations?
Wow.
I'm flattered that you'd like to know.
Yes. Well, you've had your eyes on the prize. So, you know, let's put you in the hot seat. Let's see what you know. So, Michael, do tell us. One of the big topics, we're going to cover really the most hottest of topics at the moment when it comes to training camp, because in all fairness, it is, you know, we are only past the first day. We are currently, as we're recording this, it is only the second day of training camp. It is only the morning of Thursday. So there is only so much that we can discuss at the moment. Plenty of potential, we do hope. But there has been some hubbub about the tackle position, the offensive line, the switching of the right and left, the flipping the script of Isaiah Wynn and Trent Brown. Now, personally, having the behemoth of a man of Trent Brown, covering my beloved franchise quarterback, Mac Jones, is just fills me with glee, in all fairness. So, you know, I'm quite happy about it. We don't know at this point if it is a certainty, of course. But Mike, what have you seen out there and how are you feeling about this flipping of the script when it comes to the O-line?
That's a great question. And, you know, we started to see seedlings of this in minicamp. And I'll be the first to eat a piece of humble pie on this one. I was convinced this was just a minicamp stunt that the Patriots were trying to pull, maybe because Isaiah was late to reporting to camp and, you know, things of that nature and didn't come, you know, to OTA. And things, you know, started to swell. Rumors started to swell regarding that, that maybe the positional switch was something a little bit different than what we had seen before. But the Patriots are sticking with this. We saw it all through minicamp, the 2 days of minicamp practice, and we saw it on day one of training camp. And we asked Trent Brown about this after practice. And the first thing that he said was, it felt like being back home. And we know that Trent is no stranger to the left tackle position. Played it in 2018, protected Tom Brady's blind side. Not an easy job if you're an offensive lineman. You're protecting valuable cargo there when you've got number 12 under center. And Trent Brown did it as well as anyone. And I say that with all respect to my good friend, someone that that I've had a chance to cover for a number of years in Matt Light. Nate Solder did a great job of that. Trent came in and I think really played the position, just monster size and great athleticism, something he doesn't get enough credit for, in my opinion. Trent did a great job. And I know he'll be very good at the left tackle position.
I think it's tricky in regards to Trent Brown. I mean, I get what you're saying about the athleticism and yeah, we've seen it. The problem with him, I say the problem, I hate to use that word, but is the injury. And you kind of look at the guy being a very big guy and he needs to keep the weight, not necessarily off, but right. And he also needs to kind of keep himself supple to avoid the injuries. And I know that's something that's been a mass concern, particularly from the beginning of last season. He was out with injury and it caused that carousel of offensive linemen that we saw at the beginning of last season. And I, as a fan, I don't know about anybody else, but are a little concerned. I just kind of don't want that. I mean, you don't want a player to be injured, you know, don't get me wrong, but I just mean the carousel thing of the offensive line. I would just really hope that coming kind of out of training camp, coming out of the, you know, the preseason, that we know that they know, not us necessarily, but that they know the solidity of the offensive line. They know who that it's going to be and they're able to maintain that kind of going forward, that we don't have to suffer with the carousel of offensive linemen, as I said.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And look, if you're going to move Trent over, and I like what you said about injury, yes, there is injury concern when it comes to Trent Brown. There's injury concern when it comes to Isaiah Wynn. And I know we'll get into that in a couple of minutes as well. But with Trent, if he's healthy, one of the best tackles in the league, in my opinion, and he can play versatilely on either side, on the left or on the right. One of the big problems that Mac had last year down the stretch when he struggled was he was less accurate. He was making more rookie mistakes. He had difficulty when defenses were able to adjust and take away his preferred routes, his preferred targets. A lot of that was because he was getting blitzed a lot from the second and third levels, those defensive back blitzes that really caused him difficulty. Trent Brown is in the lineup. That's controlled. That's a little bit easily more, you know, controlled. And for his credit, I do want to say that Trent does look a little slimmer this year. He does look like he's a little bit more agile. Now, he's still a mountain of a man, folks. He's not losing that type of size that's going to really make him ineffective. But he is looking a little bit slimmer and maybe a little bit, you know, maybe a little more solid. And I think that's going to work to his advantage. So I like what I see from Trent Brown so far. He looks good on the left side. And if he's going to be the one protecting Mac Jones' blind side this year, probably going to lead to good things on the field for the Patriots.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah. Now, the flip side of that, Claire, is Isaiah Wynn moving over. And a lot of people have expressed concern about Isaiah not being able to play on the right side. I actually think this might be a good move for him, because one of the things that I've noticed with Isaiah over the past couple of seasons is when he's ineffective, he's had some difficulty with that initial push out of his stance. I've often gone on record here on Locked On Patriots and say that he's lost a little bit of that strike first mentality. I think on the right side, he might be able to do it a little bit better. He was a little slow last year in positioning himself and getting into position on scheme pressures. The right side is not easy to do that as well as the left side, but knowing that he's maybe in a new opportunity, maybe in a new position, I think that's going to give him maybe a little bit more motivation to showcase his talent. So for anybody worried about the positional switch affecting Isaiah Wynn negatively, this actually could be a good thing for both sides. I predicted that this was not going to happen. I did think that they were going to remain with Isaiah on the left and Trent on the right. But the more I look at the switch and the more I see how comfortable the Patriots are with it, I'm kind of liking it. So I think this is going to be a good move for New England. It'll be interesting to see if this continues into padded practices and then into preseason games. Then you know the Patriots are serious about making this permanent.
Right. Now, I have another question for you, but we may have to move into a break. So, Michael, do your read.
Well, I will do my duty, Countess. Thank you very much.
Yes.
The Countess gave me an order. What to do? But in any case, folks, yes, absolutely. We're just scratching the surface here today on Locked On Patriots. You know Claire is in the hot seat, so we're going to be talking some tight endage. And don't worry, folks, we open the show by talking about dramatic improvement for Mac Jones. I'll be providing my thoughts on that in just a moment. But first, folks, level with me. We've all been in a situation at some point in our lives when we were a little tight on cash. Maybe you could only afford to put a few gallons of gas in your tank, and with each passing day, that becomes even more and more difficult. Maybe you got another save the date, and you're wondering how you're going to afford another wedding gift. That's where Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fill your tank, buy a wedding gift, or catch up on bills. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups. There's no interest or no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app and get the financial relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch and you need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from the future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member FDIC. That's Dave, folks. Your future you will thank you. Patriots fans, we have flipped the script here on Locked On Patriots. Originally, we intended that flipping of the script to talk about the flipping of offensive linemen, which we talked about in the previous segment, but we really flipped the script today. Claire is in the hot seat. She is now in the interviewer's seat, picking my brain today. And of course, you know, always a pleasure to join you on the microphone, Claire. And it's kind of interesting being in this type of seat here on Locked On Patriots. But I'm always happy to do it. And I know you still have some questions out there regarding some of the action we saw on the field in day one of training camp. And I know there's a certain position that you've had your eye on. Go ahead, Claire. We know it's coming. No, all kidding aside. And it is a very good question as well. What's on your mind when it comes to tight endage?
Well, folks, as he said, I am in charge now, so that just means one thing, and that's tight endage. So we're going to get down and dirty and find out what is the deal so far. Granted, we only know a little bit, as we said, only day two today. But what is the deal? What are you seeing? How do you feel? How do we feel about Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith going into their second year? Michael, please, your words of wisdom.
Well, to be honest, it wasn't a huge day for the tight ends on opening day. The Patriots got a lot of red zone work in. And when Bill Belichick opened up training camp practice on Wednesday by saying we're going to get a good amount of red zone work, the first thing that I thought of, well, they're going to be working with the tight ends. They're going to be working with, you know, obviously goal line situations. They're going to be working with the receivers, and they'll probably get in some tight endage work. It's usually one of the easier ways to ease yourself into action. But we saw a lot of the pass catching backs get some work yesterday. And that was interesting because James White continues to be on PUP. So because he's on the physically unable to perform list, Patriots are trying to see who might get an opportunity to maybe take some of those reps. Pierre Strong, rookie, he was limited in practice yesterday. Big day for Ty Montgomery. I really want to give him a lot of credit coming out and making some plays when it comes to being a receiving back out of the backfield. He might be a name to watch. A lot of people are discounting him as someone that could end up on the cutting room floor. He could be interesting. Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris getting some work. but not a lot of work from Jono and Hunter. But we did have a chance to talk to Hunter after practice, and that, I think, is where the interesting part of this comes in and where you're going to see the tight endage go from here.
Can I just ask, you mentioned Pierre Strong. Kevin Harris, did you see much? I know that we're kind of moving a little bit away from tight ends, but we'll circle back. Just want to quickly catch you. Kevin Harris, did you see much in regards to him?
He did. He was out there a little bit yesterday. He was involved in a couple of plays and a couple of pass breakups, but he's out there utilizing his skill set as well. Didn't have quite of a loud day like Ty Montgomery right. did. He's really being lauded as one of the stars of the day, but Kevin Harris was out there. I love the way this kid is built. I mean, really, he's just, I've said he's built like a Mack truck from the waist down. I mean, this kid's legs are enormous, and the way
his
that he's able to run.
Well.
Exactly.
Sorry, his and neck, he's just so kind of wide.
No, he is. I mean, and he's built to be that type of tough back that has surprising speed and surprising ability to get open in the backfield. So he's a name to watch as well. If, for any reason, James is unable to go by the time we start, the season. And Murph and I prognosticated about this earlier this week and said that there's a very good possibility that could be the case. Look for Kevin Harris to take full advantage of the opportunities that may allow him the opportunity to sneak in here on the roster. He looked pretty good yesterday. But ultimately, to get to your point on tight endage, because I do want to, I do want to get to that. Hunter and Jono were out there. They, were involved in some of the red zone goal line stands, but we didn't see a whole lot of balls thrown their way. Mack was focusing a lot more on the receivers. It was a big day for Parker, a big day for Devontae Parker, a big day for Nelson Aguilar, I think, had the catch of the day on a fade, and Mack hit him in stride, and it really looked great. Kendrick Bourne as well. They've kind of clicked right where they did last year, and you see Mack being able to utilize those guys, but he didn't use the tight ends the way I thought he would yesterday. But when we had a chance to talk to Hunter Henry after practice, we did get into a little bit about year two and kind of getting themselves acclimated. And we didn't talk to Jono yesterday. He wasn't scheduled. We're scheduled to talk to him a little bit later this week, but Hunter was very forthcoming in saying about utilizing year two as an opportunity to move forward. And Hunter is one of those guys that kind of clicked very immediately with Mac Jones. We saw that synergy really blossom last year, being the traditional wide tight end, someone that can put his hand in the dirt, throw a block if he needs to, but he can be deadly in the open field and he can be very good in the red zone. Jono, I think this year is going to take that mantra, and I think he's going to really maybe even enhance it a little bit. We haven't seen him take any snaps in a fullback role or anything of that nature just yet. So to me, I think these next few days until the pads come on is going to be about getting him acclimated. But look for some tight endage toward the end of this week before the pads come on. Patriots definitely want to get these guys involved.
I'm glad you mentioned kind of like that he's not really doing the reps as a fullback sort of situation. My opinion, granted, a fan from thousands of miles away, is more that FB is going to be replaced on the roster as possibly a running back. I think I kind of see the power running back being more key in that role than maybe Jono Smith. I know that we've all talked about how Jono Smith could take that role and sort of did a little bit last year and is kind of half expected to. But I don't know. I just really foresee the way that they've drafted with running backs. Granted, they both could be redshirted because that's not unusual for them to not start a running back in his first year. But with the strength that they've got at running back, with who they've got currently on the roster, that sort of FB I really see being an RB, to be honest. My fan opinion, of course.
No, but I think you're right on the money, and I think you hit the nail right on the head. Look, bottom line, no matter how they choose to deploy Jono this year, and no matter how they choose to fill that fullback role, Jakob Johnson's not on the roster anymore. That's an open roster spot, as far as we're concerned. So do they fill it with a running back and utilize that running back along with Jono to take the fullback snaps? I think that's probably the most likely way that they're going to do that. And Jono, to me, has the athleticism to really be a threat in the red zone. And if the Patriots continue red zone drills, which we fully expect them to do for at least the first few days, I would say probably through Saturday, you're going to see extensive work in the red zone. Maybe by late Friday, early Saturday, you might see some middle of the field work get in. But ultimately, on the offensive side of the ball, they're going to focus on the red zone. wouldn't surprise me to see Janu get significant looks there. And they're going to look to Hunter as well. And Hunter talked about this yesterday, in knowing that because he has such a good relationship with Mac Jones and the fact that the two really clicked last year and they want to build on that relationship. He talked a lot about, I'm not, you know, a new guy anymore. We have to keep the foot on the accelerator. What we did last year is only good if we build on it and make it better in 2022. Saying all the right things, definitely. I know he's laser focused on being able to do that. And if they can, that two tight end tandem set that we had really hoped for last year, that we only saw 18.6% of the time on the field, you're going to see that, and you're going to see it in droves.
Well, Michael, we have done offensive line and flipping the script. We have done the most important tight endage. So we're going to go to a quick break. Well, Mike's going to do a quick read. And when we come back, we're going to hit the hottest topic there is, Mac Jones.
Absolutely, folks. And Mac Jones may be the hottest topic in New England, but the hottest topic in the world of professional sports is you folks and your ability to enrich yourselves with all the sports knowledge that you amass. Maybe a small percentage of that comes from Locked On Patriots. We hope so. But in any case, if you're looking to maximize your sports knowledge potential, do it with our good friends at betonline.net, because they are your number one source for all of your betting needs and sports information. Follow and find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news at BetOnline, because they are your continued source for all of your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. BetOnline.net is the fastest and the easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Pats fans, we are about to wrap things up here on this Flippin' the Script Thursday episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast. Joined once again in the midweek, the Countess of Class herself, the Empress of Tight Endage, columnist extraordinaire of PatsPropaganda.com, and the host of her very own Patriots podcast, A Claire Perspective, which is one of my favorite listens, not just Patriots listens, it's just one of my favorite listens in general. The illustrious Clazzy Claire Cooper joins me today. Claire, you've had some questions about the New England Patriots, and they've been good questions. But one question I know you share with all of Patriots Nation right now is about the man under center, the second-year quarterback that Patriots fans are hoping and clamoring to make the jump that we all believe he will make, and that is Mac Jones. What's on your mind when it comes to Mac?
Well, Mike, I'm sorry, but this, I'm just going to really just reiterate what you've kind of just said, because I need to ask you, we all kind of want to know, it is the buzz thing, it is the hot topic, it is, you know, the center of the hot, it's the nucleus of the whole thing at the moment is Mac Jones. Is he taking his year to jump, leap, as some people think that he needs to take for the Patriots to be a complete success this year? So kind of what do you see, or what have you seen so far, and what are your impressions kind of going forward? And as an offshoot of that, do you believe that Mac needs to make not just a jump but a leap in his second year to really have success for the Patriots?
The first part of your question, yes, I believe he's taken the proper steps to enhance and to improve, and you see it on the field. Bottom line, he's done what he needs to do physically and really mentally as well to become more of a complete quarterback. He's taken measures to increase his velocity, but he's also used methods to increase his accuracy in various spots on the field. Mac is throwing into much tighter windows this year, things we didn't see him do last year. Finding receivers in windows that I think he would have been a little apprehensive to throw, he's hitting those this year, and he's not afraid to take that chance, and he's making these throws. So to me, that says a lot about what he did to improve his accuracy and his confidence. But he's also doing the things physically that he needs to do. He's improved his diet, his sleep regimen. Mac looks in much better shape. He's heavier, he's bulkier, but in a way that still makes him pliable and able to move. He's moving well on the field. So everything we've seen so far physically and mentally from Mac Jones has been what you'd expect to see from a first-year quarterback going into his second year, making all of the moves you need to make and being strong doing that. What's impressed me the most about this kid, though, is the command, the confidence that he's coming in with. Mm-hmm. I think knowing the fact that he came into this year knowing he was going to be the starter without the specter of anyone kind of hanging over his shoulder, taking his job, or having to prove himself to make the roster. Mac knows he's the guy this year, and that makes all the bit of difference. And you're seeing it with the way he commands the huddle. You're seeing it with the way he interacts with Matt Patricia and Joe Judge and even Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick was effusive in his praise for Mac Jones earlier this week, something that caused a little bit of a buzz. And people go, oh, he never said that about Brady. Well, Bill Belichick has gone on record more times than I can count on both hands by saying Tom Brady is the greatest player he's ever coached. There is no other quarterback he'd ever want to have suit up for him other than Tom Brady. So anybody that says that is looking for a soundbite, in my opinion. They're not being
short memories.
They're
short
not memories being genuine. They're being disingenuous. And in my opinion, they're searching for clout at that point, whether they have it already or whether they don't. Maybe they're just searching for more, but I digress. Mac is doing all the things necessary, but he's also utilizing that command. And to me, that's been the biggest difference with him this year and something I'm really enjoying watching.
Do you believe that he's going to make that? He needs to make that leap? Or do you think just the 2 year job? Because a lot of people have mentioned about they believe that he needs to make a leap. I don't see it myself. It's things that I've heard and speculated that he needs to make a leap for the Patriots to be a success rather than just the 2 year jump. Do you see anything in that at all?
No, I don't think he needs to make the leap. I think he needs to show improvement in all the areas that we've discussed. I think he needs to be a little bit, you know, better when it comes to recognizing the blitz, you know, maybe making less rookie mistakes. I mean, that comes with being a veteran. That comes with having a year's worth of experience. There's still going to be times out there where Mac still looks like he's finding his way, because even in your second year, you're still finding your way out there. So I don't think he has to make a leap that people are making it out to be, because I think he had a solid rookie season. If he can build on what he didn't do so well last year and be a little bit better in those areas, then I think the sky's the limit for Mac Jones this year. And I think he has the supporting cast around him to be able to do it. Maybe not the names that fans or national journalists were expecting the Patriots to surround him with. And I mean that on the coaching level as much as I mean that on the field, but he's got the right people around him. He's got competent receivers. He's got great tight ends. He's got very good running backs, and he has knowledgeable coaches. I'm going to say that again. He has knowledgeable coaches. Maybe not the big name out there that's had the offensive coordinator title for a number of years, but these guys know football, and they know how to win. And that's something that I think can help Mac Jones in his development this year, even without a guy like Josh McDaniels sitting over his shoulder. I'm looking for good things from Mac this year.
Yeah, great stuff. I love it. I really do. So, Michael, thank you for your time. Can you please tell everybody where they can find you?
Touche, Countess. I like it. I absolutely like it. You know, this was fun. I like the opportunity to be able to flip the script a little bit and do what we've done here. This is always, always a lot of fun, Claire. And I thank you for humoring all of us today and kind of allowing me to give my observations of what I've seen in training camp so far and what I hope to continue to see in training camp. I'm going to flip that script now back on you, because next time you will be joining this chair, Claire will return to the hot seat, folks, and we'll be picking her vast knowledge of football apart. But in the meantime, if you haven't already, please follow my good friend, the Countess of Klaz herself, at Klazzy Claire on Twitter. You can catch her each and every week on One Patriots Place, co-hosting along with two great friends of the program, Thomas Murphy and Steve Balistrieri. And also, always, always take every opportunity you can to listen to Claire on a Claire Perspective of Patriots podcast, powered by FullPressCoverage.com, but found wherever you get your podcasts. Download, subscribe to, smash that subscribe button. You will be a better football fan. You'll be entertained, and you'll always end each episode with a smile on your face. What more can you ask for?
This is it. Well, thank you very much, Michael. This was fun. As for saying that I'll be in the hot seat next week, well, you'll have to just tune in next week, folks, won't you? And find out, do we return to the traditional Mike picking my brains? Or do we actually get Mike's opinion once again with his boots on the ground at training camp?
You very well may, folks. It's definitely a possibility. So Make sure to subscribe and download Locked On Patriots so you don't miss a single second of the action. Catch Claire and I next week here midweek for the Locked On Patriots podcast. But until then, continue to stay safe, stay well, be the change you wish to see in the world. Now that you've made your first listen, Locked On Patriots, make your second listen, our good friends over at Locked On NFL. On behalf of Claire Cooper, I'm Mike DeBate. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you next week.